The number of attacks in Iraq goes up and down, but that's just one way to measure progress in the war. Other factors are harder to quantify, and today we're hearing about some of those factors. One is the way Iraqis view the American troops who still patrol their cities. Day after day, U.S. soldiers work the streets hoping to win over the population. NPR's Philip Reeves spent a day with an American platoon in and around the northern city of Mosul.
This war has produced many bizarre sights, and this is one of them. A convoy of Stryker armored vehicles clatters to a halt on a quiet market street. A group of American soldiers steps into the sunshine, armed with smiles and newspapers.
We're trying to make friends, we're trying to make contacts here, and people that are, you know, sympathetic to our cause.
Lieutenant Joshua Daly and his men are on what they call a meet-and-greet operation. They've come to an unstable corner of southern Mosul called Philistine, or Palestine. Anti-American sentiments run high here. It was once a Ba'athist stronghold. Yet today, many residents do appear willing to meet and greet with Americans.
And yesterday, the American army gave it for us.
Did they?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll keep doing it here, and then in a couple days, I'll bring you a new one.
The newspaper, which the soldiers of Bravo Company 1-5 are handing out, carries articles promoting Iraq's U.S.-supported transitional government. Daly says the exercise is part of a broader effort to glean information.
You're really coming out here trying to meet people. They come out, once the people start to trust you, we've already had it where you walk the streets, you're passing out newspapers, and they come out and say, you know, hey, look, there's a bomb right down the road.
But the paper faces competition from other media hostile to the U.S.
If you look on the walls here, you can see all this graffiti. We've really taken to the streets here kind of like a gang unit would in, say, L.A. It's a giant gang war, and we've got the biggest gang. So every time we see graffiti, we mark it out, we tag it with U.S. forces, and we say, hey, look, this is our block.
Scrubbing out graffiti is easy. Forging bonds with Mosul's residents is not, though Daly says his platoon's been making significant progress. Some half an hour into the mission, the platoon receives the first bad news of the day. To orientate themselves in Iraqi cities, the U.S. military uses American street names.
Hey, we're going to head down Constitution and head by that house we go to. We heard some information here that kind of disturbs us. They may have...
The soldiers turn off the so-called Constitution Avenue to find the road blocked by a funeral tent. A group of mourners explains that insurgents have shot dead one of their family.
Oh, so they were in a car?
Yes, yes.
And the terrorists pulled up next to him and then pulled his brother out and shot him?
Yeah, yes.
He was 22 and recently joined the Iraqi security forces.
He's one of the local guards that works for a protection agency. And there's one of the terror tactics they use in this country is when they know of people that work for these groups, they find them at home or in their cars in the local area, and they execute them. And that's pretty much what happened.
Iraqi children notice that one soldier's handing out candies. He's immediately besieged. But the platoon has another task today, one that seems at odds with this meet-and-greet work. It's to take over an Iraqi home and set up a temporary surveillance post in the hope of catching insurgents. The arrival of Daly and his soldiers appears to take the occupants of the house by surprise.
Okay, listen to me. Let me make this really clear for you. We need to be in your house for 2 hours. Everybody in this house will stay here.
The occupants still look baffled and unhappy. So another soldier issues orders to them in far less diplomatic language.
Look, check this out. You tell them this, okay?
I just told them exactly that.
You're not f***ing leaving. Nobody's f***ing leaving this house. You're not using the phone. Anybody comes, they're going to f***ing stay here.
Okay. If you give me a f***ing hard time, I'll turn your ass into the commandos and then we'll f*** you up.
Hey, don't translate that.
Yeah, don't say that. That's what I tell them all the time. You shouldn't say that.
The platoon moves on again to a mud village a few miles south of Mosul. The lanes are narrow. As it tries to maneuver through them, Daly's Stryker runs into a sewage channel outside a house and gets stuck.
Damn.
A group of concerned-looking Iraqis gathers round.
Whose house is this? Ask him whose house this is.
Min sahib al-bayt han.
The Iraqis say it's not the first such incident. They point out a battered electricity pole, which they say was hit by a striker on an earlier visit by the US military. Daly is apologetic.
I'm very sorry. Very sorry.
He makes arrangements for a US military team to come in and organize compensation.
You know, we have ticked off some people there, but it tends to be temporary. And we generally go back later on with a civil affairs team, and we try to talk to them on a more less military personal level, and that usually tends to win them over.
Just a few yards down the road, another drama is playing out. A couple of young Iraqis have ripped up the newspaper handed out by the platoon, to the annoyance of Daly's men.
They tore them up and threw them on the ground.
The soldiers take one of the Iraqis to one side.
Why are you ripping up the paper? Why are you ripping up the paper?
Staff Sergeant John Scriven is clearly irked by the incident.
And then when the guy tears the paper up in my face, it looks like, well, he's disrespecting everything we're trying to do. Maybe he knows somebody, or maybe he is somebody. But it's just blatant for him to tear that up in my face and then lie about it. It's blatant. You know, he blatantly disrespected everything that we're trying to accomplish.
Eventually, Lieutenant Daly intervenes.
If you tore up the paper, that's fine. If you didn't tear up the paper, that's fine. Don't tear up the papers in the future, okay? If you did, if you want another paper, we'll get you another paper, all right? We're trying to help you. You know, we're doing the right things. We're hitting the right subjects, you know, getting that human element out there. I think that's important. And I think every day we go out there, we're making that half a step forward. But as soon as you stop, you're going to go a full step back.
It sounds straightforward enough, but on Iraq's front line, nothing is as simple as it sounds. Philip Reeves, NPR News.